Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us to Blog Talk Radio KS, to another segment of Love, Forgiveness, and Second Chances. This is your hostess, Valerie Harris, and I am so honored and privileged that you join in with us on tonight. And I pray for the hearers of the Word of God. Let us go before His throne and invite the presence of the Lord to come in. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, Lord, that you have created. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come together, Lord God, hungry for your word, Lord God, passionate with desire for your presence. I pray, Father, that your spirit will move upon these airways, O Lord God, into homes, Father, and begin to heal, begin to set free, begin to uplift, begin to deliver, Lord God, in places where we're torn down and broken, Father. But, Father, at the end of the day, just as we are now, we come still wanting to lift up your name, to glorify you, Lord God, and to bless you in all of your ways. Oh, Father, if it had not been for you, Lord God, where would we be? So, Father, I pray that I step aside, Lord, and that your spirit will speak to your people. I thank you for your gracious anointing, Lord God. I don't take it for granted, but I pray that your oil will begin to flow through each and every heart, Lord. You know the need, Father, and you said that you would give us what we need if we simply ask. So, Father, I pray that your blessings will begin to flow in every area of our lives where there is a need, according to your will. In the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen. Again, I just want to welcome you to our segment of Love, Forgiveness, and Second Chances. A few weeks ago, we began talking about the church. Before that, we talked about what the face of love looked like, and we talked about what Jesus endured for us, the sacrifices he made, the things that he suffered for his body, for his people. And so still we're talking about the church, but earlier today, this song hit my heart. I'm not going to sing it. I'm not going to run y'all away with my voice tonight. But it was a song that was written by Walter Hawkins, and it was titled Thank You. And it says, tragedies are commonplace, all kind of diseases. People are slipping away. Economics down. People can't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes living out in the streets and the drug habit, some say they just can't beat. Muggers and robbers, no place seem to be safe, but you've been my protection every step of the way. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And then he says, it could have been me. Outdoors with no food and no clothes, or left alone without a friend, or just another tragic number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be, because every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Now, some of these things have actually happened to us. Some of us have been outdoors. Some of us have been without food or clothes. Some of us didn't have a friend when we needed one. And tragedy has knocked on our doors. And we see it on the news each and every day. schools are being shot up. People are breaking in homes. And I mean, there's not even respect for the elders now. They're going into our senior homes and mugging elderly women. They're killing in the streets. And our children are dying.
Yes, yes, yes.
Some don't have food to eat. And we're living in dark days, treacherous times, tragic times. And then God is relying on the church. And I believe that we established and made it clear that we are the church. We are the church, not a building that's made with hands, but we are an extension of what Christ intended us to be. It is written in the book of Mark, in the 11th chapter, verses 17, it says, "And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer?" And in Matthew 21 and 13 it says, "And he said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called a house of prayer." Now it does go into the part where it says, "But ye have made it a den of thieves." But it was first written in Isaiah 56 and 7. "Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted unto upon my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." Family of God, if there's ever been a time for us to pray, now is the time. In 1 Thessalonians, it's written, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. And abstain from every form of evil." Pray without ceasing. And in everything give thanks. So I thought about that song again, where even if we're outdoors, if we find ourselves with no food and no clothes and we're left alone, when tragedy hits our lives and struggles and trials and tribulations come along, and we find ourselves at the lowest of the low, he said, "Give thanks. Give thanks in everything, in the good things and in the bad things, and in our prayers." I truly believe that prayer is the heartbeat of the church, and the church is patterned after the heart of God. If you don't have a prayer life, you're like a cord that is not plugged into the socket. Prayer plugs you into the power source, which is God, because he is the source of all power. We need to pray. He might wake you up in the morning nudge you throughout the day, because somebody is troubled or somebody is in trouble. And unless we pray, he will not answer. And the best way to pray, I found, is to pray his word. He said that his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which it is set out to do. And sometimes you might not have time to pray. It might be so critical. But when you call on the name that is above every name, he will answer. God is waiting to hear and answer our prayers. And we're still talking about the church, because he said that his house shall be called a house of prayer for all people, for every nation. We don't have the privilege or the right to choose who we pray for.
Amen.
He said to pray for your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you and abuse you. But when he calls you, when he unctions you to pray, it doesn't matter whether you like somebody or not. Get that out of your heart. Because when you come into the family of God, we are supposed to look like him. We're supposed to talk like him. And our words and our prayers should draw somebody into the kingdom and into the family of God. It's for them to accept or to reject. But it's God's desire that none would perish and that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, because we don't know when tragedy will hit. We may not have time to get ready, but we need to get ready and we need to stay ready, because no man knows the hour or the time, the minute or the second when he shall appear and when your time is up on this earth. Tragedy hits our family all the time, unexpectedly. And some of us can say that they're commonplace, but he protected me from dangers seen and dangers unseen. Maybe we don't have disease. Maybe we're healthy and strong. Maybe it's because we took time to pray a little bit more, to depend on him just a little bit more, to exercise the faith that he's given us, because he's given every man a measure of faith. And he said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can speak to any mountain and it has to move out of the way. So when tragedy comes or is on the rise, we can speak to it. He is perfecting those things in us which confirms him. He's perfecting those things. And he's causing us to look more like him. The heart of God, it pleases him when we come to talk to him. It pleases him when we humble ourselves in his presence and begin to pray. It pleases him when we remind him of his promises. it pleases him when we pray. And when you give of yourself to somebody else, my God, you may not even have to ask for yourself. He will raise up somebody to cover you while you covering somebody else. And then he said that when we don't know how to pray, he's given us a helper that will stand in the gap and intercede when we don't know what to say. And that's his Spirit. He will comfort us and he will guide us. And when we find ourselves in the midst of despair and in the midst of tragedy, we can call upon him and he will answer. And sometimes when we pray, we might expect things to happen one way, and we don't understand, well, God, I prayed for you to heal my mother, and she died. Did I pray incorrectly? No, he heard that prayer. But he healed her his way. And when you pray and you say, God, save my children. Save that one which is lost. And they may die. And you wonder, God, but I was praying for their salvation. Who are we to say that that's not what he did? Because it could be that he saved them and brought them home. God is the only one who knows the future. He has a plan, and he doesn't make mistakes. He knows the plans and the purposes that he's had for us. Plans to prosper. Prosper don't always mean that you're going to have a lot of money in the bank. Isaiah 55, starting with verse 6, reads, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And then God says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain come down and as the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, and it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. My God, his word. Send forth his word through prayer, because he will watch over his word to perform it. Sometimes we pray and we pray incorrectly. And I was thinking about this. because I thought about when Jesus was in the garden and he was crying out to his Father, when he was wrestling between his humanity and his deity, when he was wrestling between the flesh of the soul and the spirit, crying out, saying, God, if this cup can pass me by, remove it. And then he said, but not my will, let thy will be done. When we can get to the place where we move out our desires and we embrace his desires, when we move and push back our will and ask that his will be done, that's probably the greatest prayer that we can ever pray for ourselves. And regardless of how the results turn out, even if it's something that we thought was going to be another way, we can still say, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. When it wakes you up in the morning, whether you're hurting, in pain, whether you're struggling with a trial, whether you find yourself on drugs, whether you find yourself incarcerated, wherever you find yourself, you can still cry out to God with thanksgiving in your heart, even when you are crying on your bed. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. The church should be an embodiment of who Christ still is, because he's not dead. He's risen. He's our resurrected King who's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. But when he prayed, he would lift up his voice to his Father. And he'd say, thank you, Father, for I know that you hear my prayer and you answer my prayers. You have to know who you are in God. Your life has to be sold out to the one to have that assurance that God in you I live, and it's in you I die, and not be moved by the opinions of men and what people judge you as, because they don't understand you and you don't fit into their little box. Because God has uniquely created you to be you. Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, he knew you. He knew that you would go through some struggles. He knew that you would go through some tragic times. He knew that you would go through some situations that only he could bring you out of to build you and to test you, to strengthen you, not to break you. All those who desire to be righteous go to him. take his yoke upon you and learn of him, because his yoke is easy and his burdens are light. And they don't seem like when you carrying them on the back of your shoulders when he say, bring them to me. Take them to the cross in thanksgiving, because we serve a living and true, compassionate and kind God. But don't think he's weak, because when your enemies come after you, when you're wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers in high places, he knows when to stop the enemy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego found themselves in a situation when Nebuchadnezzar built up a golden idol and commanded them to bow down and worship that idol. And they took a stance and said that they would not bow down to another God. If you're going to throw us in the fire, throw us in the fire. And him I live. In him I move. In him I have my being. Don't settle for anything less than God, because he's able to deliver you and to set you free from every yoke of bondage. And if you die, as he said in the last days, that many of you will be persecuted for my name's sake. Many of you will be cast into prison for the sake of the gospel. You will be put out of the church because of me. And it may come a time where we're tempted to go the easy way out and take the promises that were not from God and turn toward another God. Jesus was on a mountain when the devil came to tempt him. And he said, cast yourself off of this mountain, off of this high mountain, because it's written that he has given his angels charge over you, and you will not dash your foot against a stone. Look, I have all these kingdoms that I will give you if you bow down and worship me. And Christ said, thou shalt have no other God before him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And going back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was angry with them when they defied him. He called his soldiers, strong men, to bind them up and cast them into the fire. And he turned the fire up so high that the flames burned the soldiers that was outside of the furnace. But he looked inside, and he saw them walking around, loosed. And he saw a fourth man in the fire. God will cause your enemies to see and know that he is God. This one belongs to me. You cannot touch him. And he pulled him out of the fire. And he said, look, these men's God has spared their lives and made no man even talk against the God they serve. And now they gathered around them, and they said even their clothes didn't smell of smoke. Their hair was not burned. God kept them in the midst of a trial, midst of the fire. When the Holy Ghost comes like fire, and Jesus comes as King, as the Son of the Living God. What a mighty God we serve. Know who you are. A priest, a king, a child, a son, a daughter of the Most High God. What do we have to fear when we belong to God? This is the time when he's calling us to pray, to seek his face like never before. And when you hide his word in your heart, you don't have to pack a Bible everywhere you go, but I guarantee you I got a word somewhere with me. But I may not ever need to open it up, because when I open up my mouth, because I've hidden his word in my heart, it begins to flow. Because I ask him to move me out of the way and allow the Spirit to speak. Because the church is built upon the Spirit of God, and not by brick, and not by mortar. Now, he honors the building, because that's the place where we gather together and we worship together as a family. As we come with one heart and one mind to worship a king, to worship our God. At least that's what we're supposed to be doing. Come back, he says. You wicked and perverse generation, turn from your evil ways, and I will abundantly pardon you. His arms are outstretched still, for it's God's desire that none would perish, but that all would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Every nation, every race, every color, every person, every man, woman, boy, or girl, his arms are outstretched still. He's calling us to a place that is higher than us. And he's speaking to us through his word. Pray without ceasing. Because the hour is dark. Turn on the news. We can turn on the TV right now, and I guarantee you that somebody died today. I guarantee that somebody was shot and wounded today. I guarantee that somebody was in an accident today that took their lives, that somebody died in the hospital, that nations are at war, that some earthquake took place, that some famine is in the land, some volcano erupted. Something shifting. Someone's hungry tonight. Someone's without water. Somebody is without food. Somebody is without a place to lay their head. But God, have mercy. But God, don't turn your face away, because your people are crying out. for your desire. We're crying out for those who are lost, God. And we're asking that you have mercy. We're asking that you draw them by your spirit, because you said that no man can come to you unless you draw them. We can tell them, God, but it's going to take you to draw. Nobody can heal but you. We're just your vessels of clay. But you can work through us, God. You can call us to go, Father. You can beckon us to pray. Give us an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. And if there's anything in us, God, clean us up. Continue, Father, to perfect those things in us which concerns you, that we may be like you, God. For you created us in your image and in your likeness. Use us, Father, as instruments of your peace. Father, I said what you placed in my heart to say. And you said that your word would not return unto your void. So, Father, we send out your word into the highways and into the byways, compelling them to come. Let us know your heart as we look to the only God, the only Savior, and by your Spirit, for you have endued us with power dwelling on the inside of us. May that power be unleashed into the lives of others, God. That your plan, that your purpose, that your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. I give you the glory. I thank you, Father. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Though your sins be like scarlet, you said you would make them white as snow. I bless you, Father. I bless your name. You are holy, God. You are sovereign, God. And there is none like you. Awesome, supreme, sovereign. And we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. The lines are open. Any comments, any prayer requests, any need. We want to touch God's heart.
Amen. The lines are open.
Thank you, Sister Riley, for an awesome word. The key is prayer. And the more we come together and pray and seek God's face, the more he will answer us. So I just say thank you. And God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Anybody else?
This is the Valerie.
Yes, sir.
Awesome sermon tonight, young lady. Heart filled, spirit filled, world needs more of that. Just keep on moving forward. And if they want to say something about the tears you said, you let them all know the epitome of masculinity, Jesus. Jesus wept all the time, according to the Bible that I read. Taught the world they didn't just get it, and they still don't. 2,000 years later, they still don't get it. She didn't have people crying out with the same message for 2,000 years, and they still don't get it. But you keep on doing what you're doing. They don't have no excuses when the time comes. At the end time, well, we didn't. Yes, you did. She cried in tears. Rivers of tears. So you don't have no excuse. Beautiful sermon. Anyone else?
I've been so privileged to be part of a prayer ministry that prays every single day.
Amen.
And it came to me that that's more than a prayer line. That's a lifeline.
Amen.
Amen.
And so if there's someone under the sound of my voice, whether you're troubled, whether you're saved, or whether you're just a child of God and there's nothing wrong, find people that you can pray with, because where two or more gather together in his name, he is in the midst of us. And not only do you pray for others, because sometimes when you're praying for others, attacks come upon you. The enemy comes after you and he comes after those whom you love. But when you have a family, a prayer warrior of intercessors coming together, it's a lifeline, our source. Praying, praising, lifting up the name of Jesus, and interceding on behalf of others. I'm serious about that. That's the best thing that ever could have happened to me, is to have somebody to join with and connect with in prayer. Who loves God.
Amen.
With every part of their being. Is there anyone else?
Hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you.
want to lift up those on the front line of prayer. I want to lift up those before you, Lord God, who are laboring in the fields, who answer your call when you said, go, send me. Lord, I want to lift them up, and I want to just cover them with your divine protection.
Yes,
I lift up those, Lord, my prayer family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who day in and day out, who come. They bring a word, Lord, and then they pray. They honor your word, God, and then they pray. They're praying for the nations, Lord. They're praying for your people who are lost and who are hurting, Lord, who need you. And, Lord, I know that you hear their cry because you answer their prayers. I've seen miracles. We've heard of great turnarounds in people's lives. And then, Father, when tragedy hits, they pray for comfort. They pray, Lord God, that you will comfort the brokenhearted. You will comfort those who are weeping. Lord, I lift them up before you, each and every one of them, Lord God. And not just the prayer line that I'm on, God, those, Lord God, all over the world who come together to pray, to seek your face, to cry out to a holy God for answers, to cry out for help. We send out the SOS in the lives of your people, those who are desperate, those, Lord God, who need a quick answer, who need a quick help, Lord. No other one we can go to but you. And you know where they are, Lord. So I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you guard and protect their families, Lord, as they're out in the vineyard. For the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. We thank you, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus covers us. I pray, Lord God, for everyone who would even listen to the words that you speak through this ministry or any other ministry that's calling on the name of Jesus, that won't bow down to the spirit of Baal, who have returned to their first love, God. I thank you, Father, for exposing the darkness and crying out still that your arms are still outstretched and that you pardon abundantly. I thank you, Father, for this evening. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Father, for the privilege and honor of being a vessel that you've spoken through. Because I know it's not me. I know it's you. It's your word. And you bring life to each and every one of us, Lord. I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hey, I'm gonna be a real small.
Pastor Hunter, do you have any comments, sir? We always like to listen to the voice of wisdom.
You're so kind. I just want to say tonight that God has blessed us once again to be able to be. Amen. And the teaching that you have brought into fruition has been nothing but a blessing. And what God is doing through you, It makes us all aware of what God is calling upon us to do. It is the desire of our hearts that we obey God. And when we obey God, God has a way of letting us know, I am God. And a lot of things that you said to them, we just want to thank God for the wisdom and what you gave us. And I believe we got Mother Bobby going to come on right now, right?
Mother Bobby
you got a
question.
I apologize. I had to get off the line. I had emergency call, but all is well at this point. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Yes, I did hear what Mother was talking about. It is now time that we need to seek God with our whole heart. Lean not to our own understanding. Pray in the spirit. Pray without ceasing. This is very important at this hour and time, because he's not only coming in Mother's family, he's coming in all of our families that said, yes, Lord, and that would do the work that God called each and every one of us to do. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
God bless you. I'm going to get back off. I apologize at this point. Amen.
Amen.
Mother, don't apologize, but I want to ask you, is there something that you need us to be agreeing with you in prayer right now for? You said you had an emergency call.
Yes, ma'am. Continue to pray for my grandson. Stability,
okay.
And God to save him and sanctify him. He's incarcerated at this point. There's calls coming in, and I was interrupted, so that's why I got off the line. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, amen. Father,
but all is well.
Lord,
we know God's got
now.
It in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We stand in agreement with that. We touch and agree. With your
Amen.
Prayers, however you pray, because
Amen.
I know that you spoke the word over that young man's life, and God promised that he would answer. And so we just thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, and we call it done in your name. Amen. Amen.
I receive you. Thank you. God bless you. Love you all.
Amen. And
love
we love you.
You
too.
Love you too.
Let's have a good night. I want to thank everyone for joining in tonight. Take that word and share it with someone. Share the word that God truly loves them. But he also says that he will have mercy on them for those who return to him. And would abundantly pardon them. He's not angry. He's wooing you to come back to him. Because he created you for his own purpose, his own desires. And know that when you pray, he will hear an answer. Sometimes your tears are like liquid prayers. When you don't know the words to say, God listens to your heart. And so I thank you. I pray blessings upon each and every one of you. Until we meet again, have a glorious evening and a glorious tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I want to thank you because as you were speaking, God gave you the name I've been looking for. And just as clear as you said, Lifeline. 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 And that's what's going to put in the next thing I'm going to do that I've been talking about and praying about. So I want to thank you for your obedience toward God moving in your life. And thank you very much. Amen. All right, God. All right, praise the living God. Now remember, there's nothing but love. Love covers all things. And the more you and I all believe, the more God's going to use us. And sometimes you get put it, like you were saying, sometimes we've gone into the dark, dark, dark place. But God's right there with us, letting His Holy Ghost light shine through our lives. And I thank God for you. I thank God for you. When is the incident going to happen? This weekend, next weekend for the funeral? Okay. Yes, ma'am. Even if I can't make it, you have my prayers, okay? All right then. And I'm just all I can say is I thank God for you. But I keep you posted. If you keep me posted, okay? All right, be blessed. Tell Mr. Willie I said hello. Okay, and the rest of it. Bye bye.
Right from the hit. So I talked to Biden, very interesting interview. You want to stick around for it, and I think you're going to talk. R&B, that makes the music.